Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Yes, Divergent fans, the second movie in the series hits theaters today. And I know everybody's wondering, is it a good one? Well, we got a little clip from Gray Drake. She's from RottenTomatoes.com telling us what to expect from Insurgent.
As much as I want to like this movie because of these actors, I just think these movies are so boring. I can't figure out why I don't like them. And for fans of the book, do not count on this being a faithful adaptation. They've added a huge piece just for the movie. Our critics are not impressed. 32% rotten. Oh. So, oops.
But, wow. You know, if that's your kind of, if you like the books.
Huh. And you want to go look at Theo James on a big screen.
Yeah, why not? Huh. Shailene Woodley's in this one, right?
Yeah, she's in all of them, I think.
Well, this one, last one, and probably the next one as well.
Yeah.
So what's Starbucks doing to help?
This is crazy. My girlfriend and I were talking about this yesterday in the car. I kind of missed it.
Uh-huh.
A couple days ago, the Starbucks CEO, Howard Schultz, made this announcement on a video message to all of his partners. Mm. And now they're asking their baristas across the country on a voluntary basis. You can if you want to write on the side of their customers' coffee cups, in addition to their names or whatever, hashtag race together.
Okay.
And they're hoping that this will spur conversation about race relations in the country and make things better.
Or somebody's going to take it literal and go outside and pull on race.
Well, my thing is this. I think maybe their heart's in the right place. Do you know how long it takes to get a cup of coffee in Starbucks? Now you want me to write 18 more letters on the side of a cup. I mean,
well, he said when he was explaining in the message, what if we were to write race together on every Starbucks cup, and that facilitated a conversation between you and our customers? And what if our customers, as a result of that, had a renewed level of understanding and sensitivity about the issue, and they themselves would spread that to their own sphere of influence? Well, the backlash on Twitter was immediate.
Okay.
Just a few of them. I'm all for a more open and honest dialogue about race, but Starbucks can't achieve that through writing a hashtag on your Grand Macchiato. Grande Macchiato, excuse me.
Yeah.
I work at Starbucks and rarely do customers reply when I ask how they're doing. Let's see how a debate about race goes. The discussion of race needs to occur, but should the barista at Starbucks be the one to lead it? Hashtag don't think so.
Mm.
I don't make small talk about the weather with a Starbucks barista, let alone have them tell me about race relations. Bye-bye, Starbucks.
Oh, boy.
The last person I want to discuss race with is a snotty, condescending 18-year-old barista who corrects me when I say large instead of venti.
That one does get me.
Yeah.
Just let me have my large.
And if race relations are not solved after I get my coffee, can I get a refund? It's just ludicrous. Okay, so you write hashtag race together.
Race together.
So then what happens? You ask.
What's this?
So obviously you want to discuss race with me. So how do you feel about Jews? I mean, what are you supposed to say? What's it like being black? I mean, what are you supposed to, how does this even start?
Meanwhile, I'm back here trying to get my cup of coffee on Saturday morning at 9 and the line is like 10 people deep.
You want to talk about race? I want my coffee black and now black.
I don't even know how you're supposed to approach
this. I understand the intent.
Maybe this is kind of their approach. Wasn't it another fast food chain, McDonald's or something, that was doing the random hugs?
Don't remember that.
They were giving away food for free and then giving hugs or something.
It was a Super Bowl commercial, and they basically, it would pop up on the register. It said, your food is free if you call your mom and tell her you love her right now.
Yeah.
Your food is free if you give your son a hug that's next to you.
Or give the employee a hug. That kind of thing.
That's cool.
To kind of inspire.
And that's quick.
A good mood?
It gives you a good feeling. But this, I mean, you know,
maybe
I'm all about
just
it.
Just awareness. I don't know.
I'm all about it, especially after I saw what happened in Austin.
What happened?
Okay, there's 6 businesses in Austin, and they've been plastered with stickers that say exclusively for white people. These stickers are on the doors of businesses in Austin. Now, this girl, Brianna Smith, posted a picture Wednesday. And it seems like this is either a hate crime.
Or a publicity stunt?
No, not a publicity. Either a hate crime.
Like it bring a message?
Or just a a bad joke, a tasteless joke, because it's not just one business.
I'm going to tell you right now what I think it's going to be, because this is Austin, and it's weird, and there are artists there, and this might be somebody's performance art.
Especially because Austin is not a racist
city. Yeah, this seems like it's going to be something too. There's a reason behind this.
And this business that they've posted the picture of on TV, it's called Rare Trends. It's in a black neighborhood.
Right.
All right, it says, the sticker says, exclusively for white people, maximum of 5 colored customers, colored BOH staff accepted. That BOH is back of the house.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, the mayor, they're taking them down and looking for them and looking to see who did them, see if they can find it on camera or whatever, who's behind it. They don't know. The business owners have no idea.
They don't know. Maybe it's competing businesses.
They have no idea, or at least they're claiming they have no idea. I'm sure they don't. Somebody could put a sticker on my building, and I wouldn't know it for a few days, probably. Mm-hmm. You know, I can understand how that might happen.
We should play a game.
No, we shouldn't do that.
Somebody's going to come forward and take credit for it, I think.
You might be right. I mean, Southwest is going on right now. It might be some weird, who knows?
It could be a movie promotion.
It could be.
Yeah, you just don't know.
It's definitely something like that, yeah. I would think. Yeah. Well, I have something. You guys know, as a girl, I always looked forward to being in my 30s, because every woman that was older than me would always say, my 20s were a nightmare. I had everything figured out by the time I was in my 30s.
Right.
So there was this new study that came out, and when I, you know, read the headline, that's like the ages that define the life of every woman. It talks about every age marker, and it's like, when am I going to be happy? When am I going to be really comfortable and happy? So, you know, the age that they determined women are happiest?
Hmm. What?
47.
That seems so specific.
That's giddy. That's giddy, Kelly.
Well, it is going to be specific. It's actually quite a bit younger than that, Kelly.
I just was picking that out of the sky.
Oh, yeah, really? I have a long way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, the age where women are happiest.
Yes.
This study says it's 34.
34 is the happiest?
Yeah, that's when women are starting to really settle down. Their career's more stable, buying a home, all of those kinds of things.
What are you doing at 34, Kelly? Married?
I got married, let's see, 2003, so I was 36. I just turned 30. I was 35 when he proposed, turned 36 the week later. Okay. So I'm missing the wheelhouse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I owned my own home by then. I was doing fine, yeah.
Well, let's go back a little bit, because they say...
No, I'm just saying, she's saying that that's when you buy a house. And I said, yes.
That's funny.
It's not a toot-toot.
It's true. Funny. Kelly?
That was funny.
I was just agreeing.
I think that's what's surprising is things...
Humble brag.
That wasn't a humble brag. I was agreeing.
I owned a home and my Rolls Royce.
I didn't say I had a Rolls.
Well, this is interesting. Let's go back a little bit, because you're like, well, I'm way younger than that, so I'm not close to 34, right? Well,
right.
12 is the average age that a girl becomes a woman.
12?
Like, science-wise.
Let me tell you this, science. Yeah. Push it back to 17, please.
I was 17, so I was way
You were very athletic.
I was 17. Yeah,
that's the difference.
How about the terrible twos that you guys talk about, mm-hmm. having, and you know, little
it's
kids?
Three.
Well, Kelly says it's three.
Teenagers. Yeah.
Kelly's like, how is McKelly going to be as a teenager? They say, forget the terrible twos. 14 is the age that a girl is the hardest to deal with,
really?
According to parents.
Okay, 14.
When she's her most moody and throwing
out. 7 years?
14.
Eight's pretty difficult.
All right,
I'm at eight right now.
And I know this applied to me. 25 is the age where a girl will have the lowest confidence ever in her life.
25.
So if you're in your mid-20s and you're like, oh, I just hate myself right now. You're normal. This is a normal feeling.
Oh, that's when all the horrible guys go and pick up those girls.
How about that they found a girl falls in love an average of 4 times in her life, and 27 is most likely the second or third time that you've fallen in love, and usually the most likely that to work out. So
okay.
If you're younger than that and thinking about getting married, they say that, you know, to wait, that 27's the age that you're most likely to fall in love with something that might stick.
4 times.
34 is the best age to give birth.
Yeah, it's pour your eggs.
Yeah, 58. Yeah, 58 is when women feel like they have the best balance.
Wow.
That's a long time
58.
To wait, right?
Yeah.
And good news, if you're approaching 60, they say there's something to look forward to, because over a third of married couples over 60 say they still make love at least once a week or more.
Have you seen those commercials with the older ladies with the gray hair?
Yeah.
They're still wanting to get on.
Oh, yeah.
And they're taking this medication to help with that, and they're like, writhing around, yeah, basically. And they're right. Well, it helps with other things that we don't need to get into. But have you seen it with the sexy older ladies with the silver hair?
Yeah. One's laying on the bed.
Yeah, and like silky 90s and stuff.
It confuses me.
Does it confuse you?
A little bit. I'm like,
because you're turned on, but wow, these are older women.
Yeah. it's like my grandma, but that's good.
Yeah, I mean, you'd like, well, the older you get, the less gross it gets.
True. I might not be so bad.
I want to keep it going until the day I die. That's my goal. Like when I'm like 92.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish you luck on that, my brother.
Kelly, have you fallen in love 4 times in your life?
You know, yeah, probably. I mean, you, or more. Because it feels real to you at the time. And then when you fall out, we're like, was I really in love with that person? Yeah. And I think for in the moment, you are.
Mm-hmm. Jenna, how many you got so far?
Yeah, I'd say I'm at 3.
3? Uh-huh. So the next one's it.
Next one's it, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say I'm at 3 that we're, you know, I really only say it when I mean it.
And so 3 times?
And I don't take any of those
3 times?
Yeah, 3 times.
Oh, guys.
There might have been a 4th in there that, like, I don't really think I was in love.
Al, you've been in love, like, what, 22 times?
Oh, yeah, dude. You fall in love.
I love you.
I love you, baby. I don't see anything wrong with her.
Can't be loose with the love.
I know.
It's always your friends that ruin your girlfriends.
Yeah, especially around this show. Jeez.
Sorry, Al.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's time to play 6 Seconds to L.A. On March 28th, the biggest stars on the planet will head on over to the Forum in sunny L.A. for the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards, and you could be joining them. If you're a caller number 13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Now, you got to be between the ages of 7 and 17 to play, because this is the Kids' Choice Award.
That's right.
And we'll play you a clip from a popular Nickelodeon celeb, and you guess who it is, and boom, you're on your way just like that.
You need to have a custodial parent around.
So yesterday, I told you this.
Custodial. Or a legal guardian.
Yes. Custodial.
Custodial parent. They don't have to be a custodian.
Right,
Custodial parent.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, I got you. Thanks, Al. Mm-hmm. So yesterday I told you the story of my wife crying in the back of our ride home.
Yeah.
Over the guy having a picture with Selena.
Uh-huh.
The Selenas.
Yeah.
So we posted the audio clip on Facebook, and we got a few funny stories.
Okay.
Like the lady who said, I don't cry over anything. I didn't cry when my children were born. I didn't cry when my girls graduated. I didn't cry when my husband went over to Iraq.
But here comes the but.
But I definitely cried at the end of Marley and Me.
Oh, yeah.
Who did it, right?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I just came and watched that movie because I know it's going to be sad.
Yeah. Or I got the Olivia wrote, I was out to lunch by myself. I was snacking on chips and salsa. The chip broke because I was not holding it properly.
Uh-oh.
Started crying because I thought about kids.
Yeah.
Too much weight on the chips, people.
Man, that hits you out of the blue sometimes.
Yeah.
It really does.
Too much weight on the chip. Heat some corn.
Sandrella wrote us and said, I cry at the end of each episode of Hoarders just to see what beautiful houses they had under all that clutter.
Under all those dead cats.
When I need to clean my house, I pray for a Hoarders marathon.
There is nothing like
having Hoarders on in the background when you got to clean your crappy house. Yeah. It is motivation.
It is the best motivation.
I was looking for something the other day, and I was going through one of the closets in my house. It's only two. And I was like, where did all this crap come from?
Yeah.
And I've just started
purging.
Giving stuff away.
You have weird things in your house, though. You're the one that you had a trash can with a tree growing out of it.
He thought I'd be a good planter.
Right. I thought it'd be kind of
He's
artsy.
An impulse buyer.
And then you have the light. The traffic light. The traffic light.
Yeah, I bought that at like one of these consignment type stores.
It's really cool. I mean, it's the right environment, but he just kind of set it in the corner and forgot about it.
And then you have like a random Christmas tree stand chilling behind your couch
all the time. Somebody stole that. I don't know where it is.
Oh, they did steal it?
Somebody stole it.
Good.
I haven't seen it in 2 years.
Good.
Why would they steal that?
No, somebody's messing with me.
I don't know why you would steal that.
I don't know if my neighbors. A lot of times I leave my door unlocked.
Uh-huh.
I'm serious. I do. I don't do it on purpose necessarily. I just forget. I'm walking the dog. I come back in. I don't lock it just immediately.
Right.
I wake up in the morning and my door is unlocked. I'm like, man, I hope nobody came in here during the night. This morning, door was wide open. I mean, not wide open, but unlocked.
Okay.
Like, the chicken wing thing. I'm telling you, somebody came in my apartment, ate a chicken wing, put it on the couch.
You sleepwalk.
You sleepwalk and buy things and get rid of things.
All right, let's send somebody to L.A. Let's play Trip a Day.
Let's
Six seconds to L.A.
All right.
Let's meet our player. Ryder, how you doing this morning?
Good.
Cool name.
Good.
Cool name.
Ryder, are you like the coolest dude at school?
Yes.
Yeah, you should be. How old are you, Ryder?
I'm 8.
So
eight.
You're in the second or third grade?
Third.
All right. Man. What's your favorite show on Nickelodeon, Ryder?
Good question.
It's sort of like Adventure Time,
I like that show, too. Adventure Time? Pretty good.
You have a girlfriend, Ryder?
What?
You have a girlfriend?
No.
No.
Good okay, for good. You. You yeah. concentrate on school.
Playing the field.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. All right, Ryder.
Keep your options open, Ryder. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to give you the rules of the game. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going to play you an audio clue, Ryder. It's somebody that has to do with Nickelodeon. And then I'm going to give you three verbal clues. After I give you those clues, I will tell you have 6 seconds to guess what it is or who they are. And you tell us correctly, and you're on your way to L.A. with your parents or one of your parents. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it.
You feeling good about this, Ryder?
What?
Are you feeling good about this?
Yes.
All right,
you
Ryder.
Should, Ryder.
Yeah, confident.
I like you, Ryder. You're a man of few words. That'll do you well later in life.
All right, listen closely.
Ryder, here is your audio clue.
Everything is awesome.
All right.
Did you hear it, Ryder?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
We're still going to give you the clues because I have a feeling you know what it is.
Okay, here are your clues. Yellow, toy, wild style. You have 6 seconds starting now.
It's the Lego movie.
Dang right it is the Lego movie, Ryder.
Ryder. You're going to L.A., buddy.
Yes, you are. Ryder?
Ryder?
Yay!
Oh, he's on delay. Ryder's on delay.
Yeah, okay, sometimes we're on delay on here. Ryder, you and one of your parents will be heading out to L.A. with round-trip airfare, hotel accommodations, and tickets to the Kids' Choice Awards, where you're going to see performances by Nick Jonas. You like Nick? Say yes.
Yes.
All right. Good. Iggy Azalea, 5 Seconds of Summer will be there as well, and everyone else can watch it live on Saturday, March 28th, 8, 7 Central, only on Nickelodeon. All right, Ryder, now you got to decide.
Mom or dad?
Who are you taking?
Mom.
Mom.
Yeah.
You are
mom,
quick with
mom
it.
Mom gets the spoils
every
this
time.
Week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every time. There's never a sign on the sideline of a game that says, hi, dad. It's always, hi, mom.
All right, Ryder. Have fun out there, okay, buddy?
Mm-hmm.
All right, my man.
Mm-hmm. Man a few words, Ryder.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
That's just how it is.
Yeah. Dole them out sparingly.
I had Kaysen come to the studio yesterday. And I swear, he talks a lot. My son talks a lot at
home. I've never seen it.
I've never seen him speak.
He gets to the studio and he just shuts up.
Yeah.
His mouth did not open once.
It happens.
Except to just flick his tongue at Kelly for some weird random reason.
As much as I talk now, I didn't talk when I was little. I would shut up. If my company came over the house, I would stand there. And you would thought I was just a stuffed animal or something. I'd just stand there like this. Wouldn't say a word.
That's really good.
I know. Ryder talks more than I did when
you
I
did. All right. Well, there you go. Ryder's off to L.A. with his mom, which he answered quickly.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Who could use some money?
Me.
Everybody can, right?
Yeah, buddy.
Starting next week, we're giving away cash twice a day, but only if you can beat the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kelly's really excited about this game.
I love this game.
Mm-hmm. It causes a lot of tension.
It makes me nervous.
I know. That's why she likes it. Listen weekdays, 7:20 a.m. Central and 8:20 Central for us to tell you to call in. But don't call right now because we're going to practice today.
Yeah.
We just want to let you know how the game's going to work.
Just a demo.
Now, if you're lucky enough to play, you'll head into the vault and you'll hear dollar amounts thrown out there from $50 all the way up to $1,000. When you hear the one that you want to keep, just yell stop.
That's easy.
Yeah. Will you be safe and stop early, or are you going to push your luck and wait for the higher amounts? Because if you get locked in the vault, you're going to walk away with nothing. Zero.
How do you
nada.
Know? How do you know if you get locked in?
Oh, you'll hear the vault close, Al.
Oh, the vault door closing.
You'll hear that door close so hard on you, and that's the end. That's why you got to be smart about it.
All right.
We put in numbers in a computer program, so everything is going to be random.
Okay.
You know? Everything. It can go up. It can go down. It can go way back up. It can go way down.
And we don't know. We know nothing. We know nothing about nothing.
Right. Why do you like this game so much, Kelly?
Because it's just, like you said, we don't know, so we get to play along with you. And that's the fun about listening in the car, even if you're not playing. You're imagining, what would I do? What would I do? Mm-hmm. You know, it's just fun.
Yeah. We don't know. Even
we really
us
don't,
on the show. We're going to be just as invested as you are.
All right.
Now, you might want to listen to our advice, or you might not, because we legitimately have no idea.
Yeah, you can win big, or you just lose.
So here's how...
That's the point.
Yeah.
This is our demo right here. So we're going to solicit for a caller. Right now, we're looking for caller number Lacey, the phone screener.
Caller number Lacey.
Caller number Lacey.
At 800-KID-LIVE.
Yes. So we'll wait. You'll call in. If you're lucky like Lacey, you'll get in. Hey, Lacey, welcome to the show.
Hi, am I on?
You are?
Yeah. It's so weird being on this end of the phone right now.
Tell us about you, Lacey.
Yeah.
I am young, hot, and single, and I have a really good job, but I don't make a lot of money, so I'm really excited to win some money today.
Yay.
I thought you got married last year,
Lacey. Yeah,
she's pretending to be somebody else.
Duh, with the young, hot, and single, I mean, obviously I'm somebody else right now.
Oh, you're hot, Lacey.
You're young, hot, and married.
Thank you. I'm also skinny, but thanks for not pointing that out.
All right, Lacey, here's how the game works. Every time we play, the amount of time and dollar amounts will change. We have no idea when the banker will close that vault door. Contestants will win the last amount that the banker says before you yell stop. So the last number you hear before you say stop, that's what you end up winning. The vault closes before you say stop,
oh well,
you're not going to win any money.
You don't win squat. You might get some bonus points if Al thinks you have a good personality.
Maybe. Right. Maybe bonus points. You got that young, hot, and single?
Yes, I do.
All right, okay. Cool.
Come on, big money. Let's go.
All right, let's play Beat the Vault.
Or Bank.
Bank.
380. 90.
Can you hear it, Lacey?
I can hear it. I want
560.
Ooh. I need more.
80.
Ooh,
come on.
580.
Ooh.
570.
Nope.
830.
Oh.
Yeah, I was.
440.
What?
Oh.
990.
I think.
Oh, come on.
620.
Lacey. Lacey. I want
140.
140. One down.
Don't keep out on me.
Yes. Lacey, you passed up $990.
How that $990 sounded good.
Well, I wanted the full $1,000. Sorry.
$10. I would have given you $10, girl.
Oh, now you tell me, Big Al. Thanks.
So that's what it would sound like if the contestant decided not to say stop.
Lucky you're young, hot, and single.
Yeah.
Now, Lacey, we're going to play again, but this time, please stop somewhere there.
Okay, I will.
All right. We're going to play Beat the Bank. All right. You got it right this time out.
Yeah.
Show you how it sounds to win.
380. 90.
Oh, no.
560.
Stop.
Oh, stop.
Stop. Stop. Stop.
Stop.
80.
Stop.
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 I'll take 560.
560 is how much money you win.
Congratulations.
More money, girl. What are you going to do with all that money, Lacey?
It's payday Friday. I'm just going to add it to the bank account, and I'm going to go have a wild, crazy, sexy weekend.
There you go, because you're young, sexy, and single.
Yeah. Wow, crazy and
hey,
sexy weekend.
Yeah.
You know what, Lacey? Just for fun, let's see how high the dollar amount would have gone.
Yeah, let's do that, Kelly. Here's what you missed out on, Lacey.
580.
Oh, see?
570.
Still higher.
830.
Oh.
440.
Oh, check out again.
990.
Oh, no.
620.
Hey.
990.
140.
Oh, I thought
it was 1,000. Yeah. Oh, Lacey, you made the right call.
It's okay. Good call, Lacey.
I did 140.
Yeah,
I did good.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm happy with my winning. I'm going to go be young, hot, and answer the phone and stuff.
Okay.
Thanks, Lacey, for practicing.
Hold on.
Thank you. Bye.
We're going to start playing next week, and you'll be talking to Lacey when you call in to hopefully beat the bank.
Now, I know you may have noticed that was the same as the first time Lacey played, but that's because we were practicing. It's going to be different every single time, so don't go writing down the numbers you just heard.
Doesn't matter.
Because they're going to be completely different the next time we play. Beat the Bank, we're playing at 7:20 and 8:20 Central. Next week.
Every day.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Credit Morning Show.
If you missed the demo on how to play Beat the Bank, don't worry. You're gonna still be able to play. You can go to KidNation.com. We'll have all the details for you there.
Gonna play twice a day, every day.
7:20 and 8:20 Central. Make sure you play up to $1,000. Now, forget this basketball stuff going on.
Say what?
It's all about March Rantness.
Oh, Kelly.
We played a behind-the-mic clip from Kelly Raspberry yesterday, and it got us to thinking, what is the greatest Kelly Raspberry rant of all time?
Oh, man.
It's so cool that there's enough of them to make a whole bracket.
Now, we left one out of the bracket, this one.
No, that's a TV theme show song!
Because that one's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's a given.
I wish we could play the whole thing
that
was lost.
That's like Kentucky.
Yeah.
That's,
that's
undefeated.
That's like asking Michael Jordan to come back and play,
you know,
college basketball. That's not going to happen.
Right.
It was a very stressful day, and anybody who was listening does not blame me for for my explosion.
It's okay, Kelly.
I remember that. Because
you made people
yesterday.
Laugh. So here are your results in March rantness. Coming in fourth place.
Oh, fourth seed. Okay.
Fourth seed right here.
Yeah.
3% of your votes.
Oh, I didn't like this one.
Would you shut the door?
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry, and it's time Northeast PA to group together to help one of our own. Liam's parents, Michelle and... Okay.
Sorry.
Can you shut the door? My God! I haven't had coffee yet. The longer you talk, the less time I have to go get coffee. Just FYI, okay? I'm not even kidding.
That was pretty tame.
All right.
As far as rants go.
Fourth place was...
y'all got off easy that day.
That's 4C. That's underdog.
We're going through our brackets of March rantness, which is Kelly's favorite rants of all time. In third place, with 15% of your votes.
Okay.
Now we're getting higher up here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see me fanning my crotch?
Oh. Sweat behind my kneecaps, rolling down my boobs. This is ridiculous how hot it is in here. And I'm sorry y'all suffer, but y'all are going to have to just wear jackets. And please turn on the air.
It
I'm
is
dying.
On. It's at 70.
You not see me fanning my crotch during the whole show, this top five? I'm serious. It's so freaking hot in here.
Can we just put a window unit in there?
JC, something.
Go ahead and write down that Shannon and Kelly on the schedule there with your, you know.
I'm not PMSing. I am sweating.
What's going on with the air, Shannon? You are the controller
it's
of the
71
air.
71 degrees.
Okay,
she came in and did it.
You're the controller
this morning
of the air, and obviously
she
people
did it
aren't
this
happy
morning.
Bump
I didn't
it down
do it
again, please. Bump it down again. I've already bumped it down 2 whole degrees. Are y'all comfortable?
I'm
never comfortable.
Freezing.
Well, it's always too hot for me.
God, please. I'm going to die.
Shannon, I refuse to take responsibility for this crap. You guys are completely capable of doing that. So if it's hot or cold, then adjust it accordingly.
I don't know how to use that thing. It's got too many buttons on it.
I said we put a Wonder Unit right in there.
I'll look anything. Flat. I'll take anything. I'll sit on a block of freaking ice.
And now Shannon, who is now in my room.
Okay.
That I used to sit in. See, everybody thinks I was not in the room with you guys. I was
you
in
weren't
a separate room
mm-hmm
that is like, there's no temperature control in there whatsoever.
Too hot or freezing.
I got a space heater in there because in the winter it was so cold and kids like, I can hear your space heater. I got a thermometer. It was 52 degrees in
wow
my studio.
We could keep beer
52
in that
degrees. Bed. And then in the summer it gets so hot you can't. Shannon? Shannon, now you got my back.
It's miserable.
Thank
you can
really
hang meat in here.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon comes
it's
in parkas uh-huh because it's so stinking yeah cold in there.
I've never seen her fanning her crotch.
But I'm getting upset thinking about it again.
I'm not complaining. I love it.
Oh. Because you're scared.
I'm
not
it
scared. I'll complain.
No.
Coming
I'm used
in
to it
second place.
What's the second seed?
In March rantness.
All right.
With 31% of the votes.
Okay.
Now, this one involves Big Al Mack.
Oh, imagine that.
Is this the popcorn basket? Because people were asking
yes
to put that one in.
No, it's not. It's
they didn't put in the popcorn basket?
We did not.
I did
oh
not put
in
that.
Because
how
did you not put in the popcorn gift basket?
Oh, my God. Oh. You got a rant about the rant that we
yeah
did not put in.
That was like, listeners were saying, why is the popcorn gift basket rant not in
I
there?
I forgot about that until just
sometimes
now.
Sometimes there's upsets in brackets.
Dude, the popcorn oh dude basket.
I know yeah it's good, Al.
That was big. That,
yeah. But you know what? Yeah, Baylor lost it yesterday. With people
at least Baylor was in the race.
Popcorn basket.
Popcorn gift basket wasn't even put in the race.
Popcorn basket made the Christmas real.
Anyways.
Right.
Popcorn basket wasn't even seated.
This whole bracket is flawed.
In second yeah place, with 31% of the vote, coffee, ice cream, and sweets.
Oh. Fourth annual River Raisin Jazz Series continues on Thursday evening at 129 Lounge, Cafe Classics, McGadystown Pub, Monroe Street Grill, and Rendezvous Coffee and Ice Cream Suites. Oh, no shot. Sorry. Monroe Street Grill and Rendezvous Coffee. Wait a minute. What is this?
Rendezvous vibe? Coffee, Ice Cream, and Suites. That's the name of the place. Rendezvous Coffee, Ice Cream, and Suites.
Okay. Well, I thought it was Grill and Run. Okay. Monroe Street Grill and Rendezvous Coffee.
Ice Cream and Suites. The place is called Rendezvous Coffee, Ice Cream, and Suites.
Where's our comma there then? And Rendezvous Coffee, Ice Cream, and Suites.
It's not coffee, ice cream. It's coffee, comma, ice cream, comma, and comma. Sweets. Save that.
It's not a comma. I mean, there's a comma. Why are you
why? It's more than one thing, Al. You separate more than one things by a comma. It's they sell coffee, ice cream, and sweets.
So
they sell crayons,
what else
scissors, and candy. It's the same thing.
Okay.
Can I do my line now?
You want to do that line over? Because you haven't done it right yet.
Is it coffee and ice cream?
I enjoyed that one.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I gave her the assist on that.
And now
yeah
we're going with our champion in March rantness.
Mm-hmm.
In first place with 51 overwhelming 51% of your votes.
OK. can say overwhelming.
You're so overwhelmed.
I was overwhelmed by the word overwhelmed.
Which one is
it? It's the brand new one, TEDx.
TED by Bend 2015 is Saturday, April 18th at Bend High. The ticket release is this Friday. TED by 10.
Here we go.
TED. I'm so mad.
Just say it's happening or something.
TEDx Bend. TED times Bend. TED by Bend is a showcase for speakers presenting well-formed ideas and an un... Is a showcase... Oh, my goodness! You serious? I have to say this six different ways, six different times? Get the pronunciation! Have until freaking Saturday, April 18th! What is the sense of urgency? You bump it until you know how to pronounce it. Skip it.
Thank you. Well said.
I mean, seriously.
I'm Googling it because
it ain't even March 18th. You gonna tell us how to pronounce it 15 different ways? Make a phone call.
I wish.
By the way, it's TEDx is what we learned.
Yeah, and by the way, that was edited.
Way down. There was like 3 minutes.
I wish, you know, we can't do it, but I wish y'all could hear the raw, uncut audio of that, like online, like pay-per-view or something.
Oh,
paper,
yeah. Maybe people would
paper listen.
Like right. 18 and older.
I sure wish y'all could hear it.
Rated R for Raspberry.
Oh, my goodness.
Something tells me that may make the Christmas reel.
You think?
If we were taping.
Yeah.
And because
I don't think we were doing it wasn't on camera, no.
Maybe.
I don't think so.
Maybe. Sometimes it's rolling. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Now, because people were asking for it.
Oh, we got the popcorn basket?
Now, this was not able to make the March Rentness tournament because they were caught.
Ineligible.
Ineligible grades.
What was the premise of this, Kelly?
I got a Groupon or something. I don't remember. And I was going, Emma Kelly's last day, or she's got her butterfly separator off of her mouth. She wasn't able to eat certain things. So I was going to celebrate by getting her a popcorn gift basket because she hadn't been able to eat one. So I had a Groupon that I don't know if it was Groupon or not. I don't remember.
Coupon. Well,
here, Living Social or something. Mm-hmm. And I downloaded it. Well, it said on the certificate, you call ahead to notify us because they have to create the gift baskets. They just didn't have them because they have to be fresh. So, but the company closed. So I'm stuck with a gift basket I can't use. And Al started making fun of me for calling ahead. I'm like, but it says so. It was just
Kelly was not
ridiculous.
This calm, by the way.
Kid was piling on me, too. And Kid was, and I proved to Kid, which is going to be edited out, too, that, you know, what I said was right.
Honorable mention.
There's video of this one online.
Honorable mention, popcorn.
My daughter has had to wear this mouth appliance where it's like an expander because her jaw was going crooked. Mm. I was so proud of her. And I said, the day you get your mouth thing off, we're going straight and getting you some gourmet popcorn. And that's what this deal was. So I called to let them know we're coming. And they just didn't answer the phone. This was within two or 3 weeks.
Who calls the popcorn store to let them know that you covered
the red carpet?
Who called the popcorn store?
Grandma.
No, because,
Excuse me, I'm Kelly Raspberry.
And making your funny joke because it said on the voucher to call ahead to order a gift basket, Al. It said to call ahead.
Come on.
I'll find
Seriously.
It.
You weren't
I'll
ordering a
it.
Gift basket.
You're not getting a gift basket. You're getting a thing of popcorn.
Uh-oh.
My voucher was $20 to spend toward a $40 popcorn gift basket.
Oh,
I was calling to let them know I was coming to get my $40 gift basket.
Here's 20 right here.
Shut up. You're ruining great audio.
Oh, my God. You're criticizing me for something you know nothing about. It said to call ahead. That's how I knew they were out of business when they didn't answer the damn phone.
I was hiding under the desk at this point.
Hey, Kelly.
Well, you can criticize me, and he doesn't even know.
Kelly.
Oh, Kelly, you're so stupid.
Kelly.
Yeah, give me $20. I deserve $20 for having to listen to your crap.
So,
I'm so scared
you
right
even
now.
Know. Kids gonna tell me you don't even read, Kelly. Oh, you were right, Kelly. And you're telling me something, and I'm gonna show you the thing that said I had to call ahead.
So, still
make
single?
Me so mad. That made me so mad. I have to put up so much crap.
Still single.
That woman you hear on tape screaming all over the place is getting a concealed handgun license, apparently.
Oh, my God.
I love that one because that's you were awesome. Truly so angry.
Well, that was on air.
I mean, you were so frustrated.
I had to watch my language.
She almost cursed a couple times.
Yeah. Made me so mad.
Hand was on the dump button.
At her. I look at that girl. I'm separating myself. And I see Emma Kelly. I was like, that's where she gets
uh-huh.
Are we sure you're in a state that it's okay for you to have a gun?
Yeah, I can get a handgun license, a concealed handgun license.
Don't they do some type of background or something?
Sure they do. I have no felonies.
If
no.
We need to send some of these tapes in.
Let's send the audio.
Yeah.
I may have anger issues.
Okay.
Y'all pushed me to that breaking point.
Wait, anyway, you got a coupon for this too, right?
Yeah, I got a coupon for a concealed handgun license. My daddy downloaded it.
All right.
And a girlfriend in Sunday school, she really wanted to go get a concealed handgun license.
Why do you need it?
And then my mama and daddy wanted to go. And but then my friend Carolyn, so we're going to make a big party. We're going to go get our concealed handgun license.
Shoot some guns.
See, I just like going to the gun range occasionally.
See, that's the thing. I thought when you go get your concealed handgun license, it's a 6-hour course. And I thought, okay, they're going to teach us about gun safety and we're going to get to shoot stuff.
God bless
yeah.
America.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So I had just gotten back from being gone all week in L.A., but I had to get up at the crack of dawn and be there at 7:45. I was going to sit there until 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I thought, to be instructed on how to fire guns. Turns out it's a 6-hour lecture on where you can and can't carry your handgun.
Mm-hmm. Don't the stores usually tell you on the outside?
It takes 6
they
hours.
They do normally, but it also explained to you how, if you know, what is considered, you know, being on your premises and where you, you know, there is, you can carry a gun with you legally, but not if they're selling alcohol. You can carry a gun legally with you, but not in a school where there are children present.
Right.
You can carry
airports
a gun,
also a no-go.
You know, premises and things like that. It was so much. But what I found out in my first hour, we're sitting there, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, I don't get to shoot anything, and I got to sit here for 6 hours and have lessons on stuff, and I'm probably never going to carry a gun anyway because I'm really scared I'm going to kill myself, especially after that woman who had the bra holster shot her brains out because her holster was uncomfortable and she was adjusting it and killed herself.
Jeez.
That happened over New Year's Eve. I'm like, I'm not going to carry a gun. That's not me. I just wanted to shoot stuff.
Yeah.
And then the guy told us in the first hour, he said, if you're in your home, you can have a gun. You don't have to have a license.
Yeah.
Right.
You can protect. I don't know.
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
No, I don't know anything.
Yeah.
So I could have Googled it, I guess. I thought I was just going to shoot stuff. So anyway, he says you can have a gun in your home. And if somebody breaks in, you have every right to defend yourself in your home, in your garage, and in your car. Your car is considered your premises, too.
Right.
You don't have to have a concealed handgun license to have a gun in your car.
Right.
But you have to keep it hidden.
Because it's your property,
yeah.
And they don't mean like in a glove compartment or locked in a box in the back seat. You can just have it in the front seat with your jacket over it. As long as you can't see it, that's concealed.
Yeah.
Once I found out that, I'm like, I'm good. So,
no.
So an hour, he told us that, you know, they had a coffee shop inside the gun shooting place. He said at 9 o'clock, if anybody wants to get up and get a cup of coffee, that's okay. But if everybody gets up at once, I have to call a break. And then that adds to the time of our class and we'll be here even later than 2.
Oh my.
I'm like, I'm getting the hell out of here. So at 9 o'clock when it was coffee time, I got my purse and acted like I was going to get coffee and I left.
You ditched everybody?
I didn't come back.
You ditched everybody?
I didn't know, because this is something that I just did a couple weeks ago. You go to the gun range, you can pay for packages. I shot a machine gun.
But I didn't know.
I shot a couple of guns.
I thought I had a license for stuff.
They'll show you how to do it.
I wrote a note to my mommy. Mommy, will you be mad if I leave? I really don't want to shoot. I don't want to carry a gun. I just wanted to shoot a gun.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I just didn't know.
Go to a shooting range for that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you get the license for carrying.
Did
like,
you
in
walk
your purse
into the room and you're like, I'm Kelly Raspberry. Pew, 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 pew.
No.
No finger pistols.
No finger pistols.
I was so disappointed when I found out it was 6 hours of lecture. And let me just say, our instructor was very nice. He was very funny. He had a dry sense of humor. But I'm like, I got to sit here for 5 more hours and I'm never going to carry a gun.
Yeah.
I don't plan on it.
I mean, you can hide it under your jacket in the car.
If I ever have a gun, it would be in my home, and I wouldn't like carry it to the mall with me.
Okay.
I just wouldn't do that.
Well,
I'm not the girl that's going to save everybody at Luby's. I'm sorry.
No,
that's just not me.
You're running.
What are you doing at Luby's?
Well, remember the big shoot up at Luby's when the guy crashed through and started shooting everybody?
Yeah.
And they were saying if somebody in that restaurant would have had
something,
I'm not going to be that person. I'm just not.
I got that. So I have the same coupon or whatever it is. I got it for Valentine's Day. Dr. Girlfriend gave it to me.
It's a six-hour class. And the guy said it used to be longer,
but they've managed to condense all the information.
Yeah, it used
so
to be
you
like
have to sit there and be lectured for hours and hours and hours. And I was just, you know, kind of doing it for my girlfriend.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm like, please don't be mad at me, but I'm leaving.
No, just roll to the range one day and you tip someone a little extra money, like, and they'll stand with you and show you exactly
what
you're
doing. Yeah, I want to go back and shoot.
Yeah.
I think it'd be, I mean, I don't.
You can still
just
have
because
money.
I wanted, I've never fired a gun before, and I think it'd be kind of interesting.
I wonder who the best marksman on the show is.
Did we?
Jenna and Al did a competition before. Jenna won.
Did you win? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we did a little battle of the sexes type thing.
Yeah.
I changed the tire faster, though.
No, you didn't do that one.
JC did that one. I also beat you in horse.
You didn't do the tire changing one.
That's right. Our parallel park fast. Better.
So anyway, there's my concealed handgun license story. I'm not getting one.
So you walked out after an hour.
I walked out after an hour.
And
I still owe my daddy for the Groupon. I'm sorry, Daddy. I'll get you a check.
Was your daddy upset?
No, I mean, they were just like, they stayed. The teacher said that in the history of him teaching his class, nobody has ever failed. So everybody passed. So everybody is, except they have to go back and now they have to go back again and shoot. I just want to get back for that part.
No, you can't. Then do the first part.
All right.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Kratic Morning Show.
When you're talking in your sleep. So, Big Al Mac and I are super into Empire on Fox.
Yep.
Season ended on Wednesday.
My favorite show.
2-hour finale. It's up there with Breaking Bad for me now.
Wow.
But with Breaking Bad, I got into that late because Jenna kept telling me, get into it. I got in late. With Empire, I'm here from the get-go.
Yeah, I haven't liked the show this much since 24 first came out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Kelly's saying she's going to catch up. Jenna is,
I haven't watched it yet.
Hasn't watched it yet. It is greatness.
Yep.
But in the season finale, there was an episode because they try to, you know, bring everything back from the first episode so that everything just comes to a conclusion and then they leave you hanging, right?
Uh-huh.
So Lucius is having he's having some issues, so he has to take this pain medication and then these sleeping pills so he can go to sleep. And while he's sleeping, his ex-wife Cookie, who's played by what's her name,
Taraji
Henson.
Yeah, and she's great, by the way.
Yeah,
she comes in as he's sleeping and he starts confessing stuff. And it's not a spoiler because it's stuff that happened on the first episode, but here it is.
Get off my bed! Get away from me!
I'm not on your.
I ain't going with you. I'm not going with you.
Who are you talking to, Lucius?
He's sleeping.
You messed up, Lucius.
He's dreaming.
I'm here to take you out.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Bunky, come on, man.
Bunky? What the hell? What kind of drugs are you taking?
You can't be here, man. I killed your ass. Just like Shine's boys, as you kept threatening me with the wise man.
What did you say, Lucius?
Everybody that crosses me dies.
So he confessed something that he
killed more than one, apparently.
Yeah, so he should not have been confessing that to Cookie, because only a couple people knew about that.
Yep.
And so I'm sitting there with my wife, and I'm like, people don't be confessing stuff like that in their sleep.
Mm.
And she goes,
I mean, that was pretty. I mean, I have a hard time with that too, because I've never heard somebody speak so clearly in their sleep.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and that's acting, obviously. But,
yeah.
But I was like, what do you? I haven't really confessed anything in my sleep. And she goes, not directly. And I get nervous.
Yeah,
and I'm
right?
thinking, if this was a big deal, she would have brought it up before.
Sure.
So I'm like, what did I confess in my sleep? And she goes, when I made cupcakes for Kaysen's class one time, and we were missing 3 the next morning. And I was asking you if you ate some the night before, and you adamantly said no.
Wow. What a random thing.
And she goes, you left frosting on the pillow.
No.
I eat sleep.
You're
a sleepy eater. Yeah, so she caught me that way. That's how I confess.
Okay.
And so I guess we put it up on Facebook, and we got some confessions from you guys.
Yep. Roxy says, my mom speaks, I love this. Roxy says, my mom speaks a different language when she sleeps. It kind of sounds Chinese, and she doesn't know any other language than English.
Interesting.
It's kind of freaky.
Yeah.
But she speaks like a whole different another language.
She recorded.
Yeah. I would love to see that, hear that.
Yeah, didn't you say, Corey one time woke up speaking Spanish a champion.
He did take Spanish,
yeah. But he came out of dental surgery, and he was, you know, kind of loopy as you are when you come out of surgery.
Right.
And he was speaking the most eloquent Spanish I've ever heard in my life.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And of course, Al Sundberg.
Yeah. Anesthesia is what scares me because I have real insomnia. So I take Ambien a couple times a week.
Right.
Prescribed to help me sleep. And other than eating Cheetos, I used to do weird stuff and buy things online. I've never confessed anything. But Don wrote us and says, I broke up with a boyfriend once while asleep. I was going to have a conversation with him about how I felt, about the status of the relationship when he came to bed, but he took too long watching a movie, so I fell asleep. Apparently, I confessed everything I felt when I was asleep.
Oh.
Side note, I had planned to do the business with him one last time before breaking things off. But then I told him everything I felt and fell asleep.
Oh, darn.
Oh, wow.
And that had the opposite with Natalie. She took the sleeping pill Halcyon. Prescribed by her dentist, preparing for a dental procedure, called the guy she just started seeing and confessed she was already in love with him, but she has no memory of it.
Wow.
So it does happen.
Yeah, apparently so.
All right, let's go to the phones. DJ, you confessed something to your wife in your sleep. What was it?
Yeah, well, I just had dental surgery, and you had my wisdom teeth pulled, and I kind of vaguely remember. I admitted to her that I was gay.
Oh, wow.
And are you?
Are you?
Fully him, and that's she was always wondering why I had a lot of guy friends on my Facebook.
So you are?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Well, how did she handle that?
She didn't handle it pretty well at the beginning. She was, like, really upset and mad, and she left for a couple of days, and then she came back, and then we discussed it, and now we're pretty good friends.
Right.
Wow.
You know, we go shopping together and everything like that.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's pretty gay.
Did you... So you woke up that next morning and you had no idea you confessed? It's like,
no, I didn't know. I didn't really know what I said to her. But when she told me the next morning, I said, oh, man, I vaguely remember. So I had to admit it.
Oh, man. I confessed about being gay.
I busted and told on myself.
Yeah.
Oh. Was there any drinking involved the previous night?
Oh, no.
Okay.
You were just sleeping. There was no alcohol. No,
he said medication.
Yeah, just medication.
That's right. That's right.
Just the medication that's from the dentist's office.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that seems to be the link right there is when you take the medication. Thanks, DJ. I'm glad it worked out for you guys. You guys are BFFs now.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Congratulations.
Yeah, that'd be bad if you confessed that, but you weren't really, because then I don't think your wife would believe you. You know?
Yeah.
Let's go with Lex. Lex, what'd you tell your father?
Well, I was in high school, and I was 17, and I went out partying with my friends. And when I got home, I thought I went straight to sleep, and which I did. And the next morning, my dad had come up to me and asked me what I did and what I told him, and I said nothing. I thought I was asleep, and he told me I told him everything that I did that night.
Oh.
And I think it's happened more than one time because I've had girlfriends and stuff that told me that I've talked in my sleep after I've been drinking that night.
Mm-hmm. You told him everything, and I'm sure it was stuff you weren't supposed to be doing back then?
Not really.
Can you ground your kid for admitting something while they're sleeping?
Yeah.
Does that hold up in parent court?
Yeah.
So then you could just basically make up anything you want as a parent.
I think you can ground your kid for whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. No, it doesn't work that way, I don't think. It's not how it goes. Let's go. Ooh, Oscar. You had a deep confession from your brother, huh?
Hello.
Yes. It actually happened like
shout out.
On spring break when my cousin was here.
Uh huh.
He confessed to me that he killed accidentally my hamster.
Oh.
No.
What happened?
Hold on. How do you
Kelly almost had a heart attack.
I was like, that's a murder.
Killed
like,
accidentally.
I was like, thank God it's only a hamster. I'm sorry for your loss.
Oh, it's a hamster.
I'm sorry for your loss, but I thought he was going to say something else.
What happened?
Yeah, I was out of town with my grandparents, El Paso, and I told my brother, take care of my baby. If something happens to her, I will kill you or you will be dead. So he's like, okay, no problem. So I received a text out of nowhere. It's like, I lost your hamster. I'm like, what do you mean you lost my hamster? You better look for my hamster. So I got back home, and then we never find my hamster.
Oh, no.
Until this weekend, I don't know where he woke up and he told me, crying. He's like, Oscar, got to tell you something. I'm like, what? He's like, I killed your hamster. I'm sorry. I was like, why did you kill it? I forgot to feed your hamster. I'm sorry.
He starved it to death?
He forgot to feed him.
Oh, my God. I mean, just for like a day? A couple...
Did your cousin remember? No, did he admit it? Does he remember?
He told me that I asked him, I'm like, how long did you forget to feed my hamster? It's like almost a week and a half. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, poor thing suffered.
Yeah.
Oh, he died a bad death.
He didn't mean to, though. He forgot.
It's not rubbing in, though. Oh.
Did your cousin remember telling you this the next morning?
No, he didn't remember at all. So when me and my cousin woke up the next day, we asked him, like, what did you tell us last night? He's like, nothing. I'm like, you did tell us something. And it was something deep, deep, deep. He's like, nah. I was like, and my cousin put out her cell phone, and he showed him the video, and I'm like, I did not say that. I'm like, oh, we got you recorded. Look, did you see?
Damn. I would think it.
You guys caught him red-handed. Man, Oscar, I'm sorry, man.
I am very sorry for your loss.
You going to get another hamster, or is it just too soon?
Well, it's been over, like, 2 years already, so, he owns me a hamster.
That's true. Yeah, after 2 years.
I mean,
next time you go out of town, you have a hamster, get Richard Gere to take care of him, all right?
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Ow.
Ow. Poor Oscar just lost his hamster 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
He didn't.
That's how long hamsters last, right?
It's 2 years. I don't know.
Do hamsters last longer than 2 years? Mine didn't.
What's the lifespan of a hamster?
I don't know.
I didn't Google that.
I didn't even know people still 2 years. Had them.
Yeah. I want to get one. My wife won't let me.
I'm going to say you lost this hamster. He starved it. I lost it. Like you don't lose. Like your car keys or something.
Sad.
That is very sad.
You're right. They only live a few years.
Yeah, only like 2 years. It's hard out there for hamsters.
Well, the Chinese hamsters.
How long do they last?
2 to 3.
I need to get a Chinese hamster. Yeah.
I didn't know there were Chinese hamsters.
If you want to buy me a hamster for my birthday, that way my wife doesn't get mad at me for buying one.
I wouldn't do that. Never. No. No. I wouldn't do that again.
Okay.
Yeah, Jenna?
I needed something to do this weekend.
I want a brown hamster, like a cute little brown one with like a white belly.
Brown and white?
Yeah, I like those.
Brown and white hamster.
Yeah.
Or your wife will kill you.
If you want.
Your wife will kill you.
Okay, Maximus the Pug and I are going to go pick you out a hamster.
And if you want to keep going with your sleep confessions, you can do that at the Kid Craddock Morning Show Facebook page.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.